is Marvel back. Deadpool and Wolverine just dropped a new trailer. Let's break down everything from it that we've seen, some Easter eggs, as well as what we think is going to happen. Is it time to get excited about the MCU again? What's up, movie friends? Welcome back to Raiders of the Lost Podcast, the ultimate film and TV podcast. And today we're going to break down the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer in a huge hour-long episode, dissecting everything we caught in this trailer, as well as predicting what we think we're going to see in terms of cameos and story. I like both of these trailers. The first teaser came out 2 months ago for Deadpool and Wolverine. We got a sense that Wade Wilson seems to maybe have been retired and their TVA takes him in, and then we get the sense of that's where the story is taking off. And we got a little hint at Wolverine at the end of that trailer, but we got a lot of great bloody action in that trailer. A quick montage, 20 seconds of Wade just kicking ass. In this teaser, we got more Wolverine, which is what everybody wanted, and we have a better sense for the scale, the scope, and it looks like we have our big bad villain in it as well.
And I think the villain selection is terrific. What a good choice. We'll get into that in a minute. But yeah, that first teaser, it opens with him at a birthday party. He's wearing that wig, but then the TVA snaps Deadpool. They snap Wade out of his little domestic bliss
Pegging
scenario.
Isn't new for me, but it is for Disney.
Looks right into the camera. Now, I'm very excited about this film, and I think it's going to be the biggest hit of the year. I think it's going to have a $1 billion box office.
Mm-hmm.
And in that first teaser trailer, we got little snippets of basically the TVA is recruiting Deadpool. That's what it seems like. They're recruiting him to be a hero among heroes. And this other trailer just showed so much more action, more scale, more scope, and a lot more characters. So much was teased in it, as well as several references to Let's Fucking Go!
Let's fucking go!
And I love how this movie is just going to be a meta dissection of not just comic book movies, but modern cinema in general. I think a lot of popular films, it's sort of maybe will go a route of maybe a Scary Movie spoof in a lot of ways, because references to Mad Max Fury Road in this film are just kind of apparent. There's that guy who's like on a giant structure in the desert being towed by like six motorcycles. So I feel like they're just going to spoof a lot of stuff, have a lot of fun with it, as well as just break down and dissect Disney, Marvel, maybe even, who knows, Star Wars will end up in there, or and just have a lot of fun poking fun at everything, because we see things like the 20th Century Fox logo has been buried under sand, like Planet of the Apes with the Statue of Liberty, because obviously Disney purchased it, turned 20th Century Fox into 20th Century Studios, and now they own the rights to the X-Men. Even the poster of this has the swords. They form the X from the X-Men, which is really cool. But I think they're just going to have a blast, break it all down. And clearly, we talked about this teaser earlier in the year, how Marvel, I'm not saying, they're not admitting defeat, but they are admitting that they've had an issue the last couple of years. You know, that first teaser, they called Deadpool. Deadpool calls himself Marvel's Jesus, Marvel's Messiah, the savior of the MCU, basically, meaning they know they're in trouble and they need a massive hit. They need something to really spark the fan base to get them super excited like we were back in the 2010s.
And long, long ago.
Oh, man, it seems like forever ago.
And right off the bat, we know that there's going to be crude language, lots of swears, and lots of gory, bloody violence, which is what we were all curious about before they ever dropped the first teaser. We were like, are they going to go hard R on this or what? And it does look like a very hard R. I also really loved the opening of this trailer. So in the first teaser, they saved Wolverine for the very end. We got his shadow and then a couple frames of his body, and then they cut. Very smart. And then in this teaser, it opens with Wolverine. It's like, give the people what they want. They know what they're doing. I think this is a really smart marketing campaign. Also, this bar scene where Wade tries to recruit Logan, obviously very reminiscent of the first scene of one of those first scenes in X-Men. And it's that first scene that we get to see Logan in ever on screen in the films, and that's when he's cage fighting. After his cage fighting match, he beats the shit out of that guy, and then he's collecting his money from the bartender, and then we get into a little trouble. The bartender and the others realize he's a mutant, and we get to see the prejudice in there. That scene in this trailer made me think immediately of that first Logan scene we ever got with Hugh Jackman acting.
That's interesting, because for me, I went right to X-Men First Class because it seemed sort of like a cliche recruitment scene for Wolverine, which I think they're playing into it for Logan. Obviously, they try to recruit Logan in that film in the past. He says, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So it's sort of just like playing fun with the cliche. Logan's always at a bar, which he's always drinking at bars, but according to the comics, his body processes the alcohol so quickly that he can't really get drunk, and if he does, it's only for about a second, after pounding a bottle of hard alcohol. So I think it was a reference to both probably and just the comics in general.
Also, the Wolverine video game. Do you remember the footage was dropped online or late last year?
Yeah.
There's actually a cinematic scene that's very similar to what they did in this trailer.
That's right. He's got the flannel on, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much spot on for the setup and the framing and also what the look of the bar is like. So I think they were referencing a lot of things that we've seen in the other iterations of Wolverine in films. But I definitely, the calling card of the prejudice that Logan's facing, it's definitely reminiscent of that X-Men scene in the bar.
And there's so many questions about the plot that I can't wait to dive into, but I mean, just having Deadpool trying to recruit Logan is just hysterical to me. Whiskey Dick of the Claws happens to all Wolverines over 40. It's absolutely hysterical, and obviously, it seems like Wade's kind of in a rush. He's got to recruit Logan for something, and you know, the trailer references saving worlds. Deadpool says, I've never saved a world before, or whatever that line is, and you have, you're a hero, and Logan's not calling himself a hero, and Logan clearly has a massively dark past in this world, in this era. Obviously, it's not connected to Logan, but there are some little references, I think, Easter eggs to Logan in this movie. But, you know, the bartender tells him, I told you, you're not welcome here, you're not welcome anywhere, and also, according to the TVA, the Wolverine let down his entire world. This Wolverine let down his entire world. So obviously we got the multiverse. We can expect variants of different characters. There's a bunch of rumors about potential cameos of Daniel Radcliffe and Henry Cavill being Logan Wolverine variants in this movie.
Oh my
God. I think they're just going to go all out and do it.
I mean, this trailer reminded me more than anything of the No Way Home trailer.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Because we get the tease. We know we're going to get cameos. We knew we were going to see the Spider-Man, but we didn't see them in the trailer. And then we get the portal, obviously, the Sling Ring portal. So my guess is this Wolverine, his world, which was clearly destroyed and ruined, the verse he's from, after that, I'm guessing the TVA brought him into this world, wherever Wade ended up going. The TVA is probably helping him transport. Get transported to this world. So I'm guessing that this Wolverine isn't from this verse where they're meeting in the bar. His world was already destroyed, so he was brought to this verse, maybe. That's my guess, because it looks like, from what we know about Wolverine's past, is, like you said, that the TVA said that this Wolverine let his world down. Now, this is a similar backstory to what happened in the Old Man Logan comic, where Wolverine was tricked into killing all of the X-Men by an illusion created by Mysterio. So that, along with Red Skull killing the Avengers and Hulk, becoming an incestual breeder, this created a Mad Max-like wasteland world, which we see something of in the trailer. We get those shots, like you said, those vehicles, there's a wasteland, lots of desert, and it looks like salt dunes as well. I'm guessing that's where Wolverine's from. We also get a couple of shots of him. He's in a crop field, and there are these stone towers. I'm not sure what's going on there, but he looks horribly filled with despair, and he falls to his knees. So I'm guessing that must be a moment in his past, a realization. Wade jokes at a third act flashback, so it might be that that we're seeing in the trailer. But I'm guessing his world was destroyed, and then the TVA brought him into this other verse where Wade finds him.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, that's interesting. So he's just sort of stuck in this multiverse,
yes.
Maybe. So after he let down that other past world, because maybe if Mysterio tricked him and formed illusions to attack his friends and kill all the X-Men and that world deteriorated, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. Because clearly Wade's world is maybe where Wolverine is now, possibly. We don't know. It could be anywhere. I mean, there's so many different Earths, so many different worlds. So we'll find out exactly the answers about that. But I like that theory a lot, because there's the reality that whenever a hero is, like, the main heroes of a planet or a world are killed or disappear, that world deteriorates. So that makes sense. If Logan was tricked into killing all the X-Men, all the heroes of his home, of his planet, then,
yeah.
Or that reality, that multiverse reality, then that went to shit.
I'm guessing
to a wasteland.
I'm guessing that Earth, whatever number Earth it is, that whole Earth is like Mad Max.
Pick a number. Who knows?
And then Wolverine probably picked up by the TVA, and then they've dropped him in another Earth number. And then that's where they sent Wade to find him. That's my guess.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing is going on with Wolverine's backstory. So he's living with the... And Wolverine, his character always works best with great emotional turmoil and tragedy. It's a tragic character. It's a man who can't die. It's a man who's lost everything he's loved. And that's what one of the reasons why audiences have always gravitated to him more than any other mutant, in my opinion, because, yes, Hugh's amazing. Yes, the character's so cool. But it is that grief and that inner conflict and that humanizes him. And I think audiences empathize with Wolverine and Logan more than any other character. And I think that's why people loved Logan so much, because it was deeply tragic and filled with despair and human turmoil that we rarely see in comic book movies. So that's a reason why the Logan character has lived on and why they're resurrecting him to save the MCU. And so I think that the Wolverine character always works best with great grief within him.
That's a good point. You know, saving the MCU, did the MCU need a hero? And actually, it seems like they did. And like I said earlier, it feels like they're admitting that with this movie. Much of the dialogue and the teasers are poking fun at a Messiah in Deadpool, but also in Wolverine with Logan, which also means that we have the infusion and the addition of mutants in the X-Men into the MCU officially with this movie. There have obviously been Easter eggs and characters in the past who have been mutants, I believe, in the TV series. I haven't seen much of the MCU shows.
There's a post-credit scene.
Yeah, so they're kind of around, but this is sort of the coming out party, the big bang, the grand opening of mutants, X-Men into the MCU, which is really exciting because obviously Logan's here. That's exactly what that means. But also, the villain of Deadpool and Wolverine, I think, was selected so well. And
really fascinating.
It is Cassandra Nova. Now, who is Cassandra Nova? She's the blonde woman in the trailer who obviously has telekinetic powers.
Bald.
Yeah, she's just bald. Yeah.
I thought you said blonde.
No, I said bald.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Too blonde!
You're too blonde!
The bald woman, this is Cassandra Nova, and she's the twin sister of Charles Xavier. Now, her brother, while in the womb, recognized her evil presence and was forced to kill her, causing a miscarriage, surviving undetected for years. A growing mass of cells in a sewer wall, Cassandra meticulously crafted a new body for herself, fueled by a burning desire for revenge against her brother, and she has incredible powers, just like her brother, telepathy, telekinesis, maybe more powers than her brother, depending on the film and the comic book. But I think this is such an interesting villain. Maybe Cassandra Nova, once she got her body, once she came into existence really officially, maybe she convinced or tricked Logan into killing everybody in that past world. Maybe she killed all the X-Men. I think it's really fascinating. And at first, before I did a little research on who it was, because we are not comic people, like I don't know the details of the comics, I was like, oh, who's this woman with the bald head?
Too bald!
Because at first I'm like, oh, does she have Magneto's powers? Because she did those moves against Wolverine. Obviously, Magneto's done that in the past of controlling Logan's body completely with the metal. But then I looked into it, and she has not just telepathy like her brother, but also telekinesis.
Yeah, so I thought when I first saw the trailer and looked into it, I was like, oh, is she a blend of Magneto and Xavier?
Yeah, or
having
mutant powers.
Because she was bald. I was like, oh, that's definitely reminiscent of Xavier. That's purposeful. And then also metal bending, but we learn it's telekinesis, so she can bend anything, essentially. And so she does have a lot more powers based upon our research, so I think that they might limit her powers, because from what I was reading, she seems to have too many powers to be, like, it's like too much sometimes.
She's jacked up, man.
Yeah, it's like
got a lot.
For a villain, it's like a little overwhelming, so I think they might limit it to telekinesis and the mind powers that Xavier has. I think it's a really cool idea for a villain.
Also, she seems to sort of have a cerebro, maybe, like Charles has underneath the school. And what do you think that could be? Did you see it in the trailer?
I'm guessing that she made a cerebro out of Ant-Man's head.
Yes, that's what it looks
so
like.
So we saw a giant Ant-Man variant who was clearly killed while he was huge. And then it looks like...
such a cool image.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And then I'm sure we'll get the full skull open. but they cut it when it was revealing the teeth and jaw. But I can't wait to see like the whole face. I think that would be a really cool image because everyone loves Ant-Man. Everybody loves Paul Rudd. So it looks like she's built not just a home base inside the skeleton and bones of this giant Ant-Man, but her own Cerebro inside the skull and cranium of the skeleton.
That would be pretty cool. It'd be pretty dark, and I think that would fit Deadpool so well. And that also is just a striking image to show that all the heroes are gone, you know, and the TVA, I don't know what the character's name is because I haven't seen the shows, the last season of Loki or anything, but the guy from Succession, what's his name?
Matthew McFadyen. How'd you forget Tom's name?
I forgot
it's Tom. Man.
I know.
Matthew, it's Mr. Darcy.
He plays one of the TVA men, and he shows Deadpool a bunch of screens and shows all familiar scenes of the MCU that we've seen in the past of heroes losing, heroes winning, iconic moments.
He's saluting
Captain America, Steve Rogers. It's very funny. And he asked him, would you like to be a hero among heroes? Sort of basically, do you want to save the universe? Do you want to save reality? I'm guessing in a lot of different ways. And it seems like clearly the heroes are all gone. They're all dead. And obviously the giant skull of Ant-Man shows that, as well as that what I'm guessing is a flashback of Logan, this Logan variant, whichever one it is. I wonder if it's the one we know from the X-Men series that we grew up with.
The film series.
He's younger. He's got dark hair, and he's pretty much clean-shaven mostly, but he's definitely a younger version compared to the rest of the trailer. And he's among that looks like a grassland or cornfield, grasslands with those giant monuments. Are those sort of tombstones or mausoleums or statues and monuments for deceased heroes, deceased guardians, deceased Avengers? That's my guess, maybe, because they're massive. Maybe humanity built those after those heroes died. That's what I thought of when I looked at it.
That's a fun theory.
The one who killed them. So are those the X-Men, the heroes that saved humanity so many times that Logan killed? Hence why the bartender says, you're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere, because Logan killed all the X-Men, killed all the heroes.
Man, wait till he finds out he killed Jean Grey again. He's going to be like, fuck, again! No!
And stabbed Rogue again.
Oh my god, poor guy. Now, I love Matthew McFadyen, so I'm glad he's in this film. And if you notice, in the first trailer, in the teaser trailer, there's nothing wrong with his face, but in this new trailer, he's got a broken nose and a bandage over his nose.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious maybe if Wade did that to him.
Yeah, a couple of shots he does.
Yeah, I'm guessing he did, yeah. It looks like a lot of fun.
It's pretty fun.
I guarantee Wade's just going to be shitting on the TVA the whole time.
I think so, too.
I think so. It'll be really fun to see that. I think it'll be a lot of fun to just have him making fun of mostly what's happened in TV with the MCU and then just poking fun at the TVA. And it looks like Deadpool might be the only person. Now, the stakes have to be really big. If we're going to get so many parties involved, so many characters involved, and I'm guessing there are going to be a lot of cameos. Well, we can get into our cameo guesses soon.
Plus the TVA's involved, the TVA's the Time Variance Authority. They are a group of timeline monitors tasked with preventing certain timelines that are deemed to be too dangerous to the multiverse from existing.
So my guess is that Wade is being sent to save an entire timeline. That's my guess.
Probably, or maybe all of the timelines.
Maybe all the timelines.
You know, I didn't watch season 2 of Loki, but I've sort of read stuff and seen some videos of Loki de-sacrificing himself to save all the realities or save what he could.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there'll be a Loki cameo or references in this film. I'm not too well-versed on the TV series from the MCU yet, and I'm sure I'll watch some quick recaps to get up to speed with it, because I mean, I feel like they'll probably make the movie so you don't have to have seen the shows.
Agreed.
They'll probably explain everything in the movie sort of in a fun way, I bet. But I think the scope's going to be massive, and maybe the biggest scope that the MCU's ever done, even maybe bigger than Infinity War and Endgame.
And also, this film clearly has the humor that we all want from a Deadpool film. And I think my favorite joke is early on in the film when he holds the pistol up to Wolverine's head and it says, smile, wait for the flash on the muzzle. Oh my God, that's so funny. But also, I just love that banter in the bar. It's just such a tease. And I think it's going to be a delight to watch this and watch Reynolds and Jackman just playing off each other, having so much fun. But also, they're very talented actors. So, and what Deadpool has done pretty well you gotta give them pretty good credit for this. They've brought the emotional heartstrings to both films of Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2. So it's not just mindless fun. They do bring some gravitas to the both of those films, and it definitely looks like they're gonna bring it with Hugh Jackman's Logan in this film for sure. So I like that they're definitely still balancing out. The characters seem to be still, first and foremost, the most important part of this entire project, making sure that the audiences connect to these two guys.
And going back to the TVA real quick, the trailer starts in the teaser of Wade getting recruited. I think, or I read somewhere that he was working as a used car salesman. Like he's like sitting in front of a locker with a name tag. It just says Wade on it.
Oh, with the blue shirt.
Yeah, the blue shirt. I think he was a used car salesman because there's a bunch of stuff that came out from CinemaCon where people are talking about what they saw there, which we'll see in future trailers, obviously. But if he was a used car salesman, he's getting recruited by the TVA to help save the world, or maybe it seems like the TVA is going to use Deadpool and his abilities and, you know, let him think that he is very special. He's a special character, you know, he's incredible. His abilities are remarkable. He can't die, really. He's immune. He just comes back, fully heals himself, basically like Logan, plus that great humor. But, you know, they call him special. Do you want to be a hero among heroes? But
they might be manipulating him.
I think they're manipulating him because what happens in the end of the trailer, he's beating the fucking shit out of the TVA agents. Mm-hmm. He's smashing their heads onto rocks. So clearly, I think the TVA is using Deadpool to get what they want out of him, probably propping him up and making him feel special, which he is, but also making him feel more special than he actually thinks he is. In order to use him, manipulate him, use Logan for some, maybe they need to use Logan for some reason to do something nefarious, possibly?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're trying to let a timeline die that they don't want to let die? And because that, why else would Deadpool, after getting recruited by the TVA, fight the TVA?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I don't like looking at back behind the scenes photos that people take of movies that are getting made. And we got so many photos of this desert, salt desert fight between Deadpool and Logan. And nowadays, I just try my best not to look at anything because it would have been really great to see this trailer and see them fighting for the first time without knowing that was going to happen. But because like a year ago, everyone on the internet was blasting every news feed and every media outlet with photos of Deadpool and Wolverine, we knew this scene was going to happen. And it does piss me off, honestly. It pisses me off. People just, you go on Twitter and it's all photos of Deadpool and Wolverine in a desert fight. It's like, I would love to wait for at least the trailer to see that. But that being said, it looks like it's going to be a big highlight. I hope they make that a really nice long fight with great jokes and great gore because they both are super fast healers and they both can just keep going at each other over and over again. So I think it has a lot of potential to be one of the best fights we've ever seen in an MCU film because of the ability to blend comedy with the healing. And we get some great shots of Wolverine claws right in Deadpool's balls and then Deadpool shooting guns into his hips.
That might be my favorite shot where Wade's on the ground and then Wolverine's on top of him. He has both his guns. He's shooting into his abdomens like in the same spot. It's hysterical.
It
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be a really big highlight. I'm guessing it's going to take place at the end of the first act maybe because it's definitely not going to be a high-stakes situation because this is when they're obviously still going to be confrontational with one another, not wanting to really work together. But I'm sure Wade at this point has recruited Wolverine to be like, and Wolverine's like, I have to help him. But I fucking hate this guy. And then they just go at it. It looks like they do have two fights as well. This fight, and it looks like they do fight in that car in the forest. It looks like they're trying to jumpstart some kind of van, some kind of sedan in the woods. And Wade stabs him, and Wolverine fights him again. And I think that's in that first teaser when Wade's sitting in the car, the bloody car, and he's doing the hand gesture to come to him. I think that's he's doing that to Wolverine in reality.
I think it's very astute. And I think we can go by wardrobe. Which part of the trailer will be the climactic battle versus some of the other second act, first act fights? I think when Wolverine's sleeveless, that's probably the finale. That's probably the biggest fight. They're on the same team, and I think that's probably the best look for Wolverine in a while. I love the civilian looks that he's been as Logan for a long time, but it's really cool to get comic book accurate Wolverine wardrobe. I love the yellow and blue. The long sleeves are cool. They're fine. And
you can't see those veins, though.
Yeah, but I mean, having the short, the sleeveless yellow-blue suit with the claws, that's the Wolverine we just know from the cartoons growing up, from the movies and comic books that we love, the animated series, which we haven't gotten live action that look yet. So I think that was one of the most exciting things from the trailer, just from a massive fan of Wolverine since I was a kid in terms of the films and obviously the animated series. But for me, it's probably that's the progression of the wardrobe. Civilian is the first act. Second act, he's got the long sleeves with the suit. But then third act, the sleeves are off. Sun's out, guns out. Wolverine is ready to go, and it looks like an awesome aesthetic.
Hugh looks great.
Hugh looks huge.
He looks, I mean, he's up there in age. And
55-ish?
He looks fantastic. My God, the guy works. He works. I know he's getting paid a lot of money, but man, it's a grueling workout regimen at that age to stay that, to maintain that size. So
training machine.
Kudos to him. I actually disagree. I don't think that's going to be the climactic fight. The two of them. There's that great wide shot of them walking in slow-mo together.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly representing that they're a team finally. I'm guessing that's the end of the second act, and that's not even the finale. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because.
It's daylight.
It's daylight. It doesn't look like that epic of a setting. It's just like a town square.
Yeah, but MCU does a lot of their battles in daylight.
But I'll tell you why. So there's a shot of Logan, and it looks like he and Deadpool made a campfire in the woods. And it looks like they're recovering from some battle. In that shot, he's got the sleeveless suit on, uh-huh. But he's all fucked up.
Gotcha.
And his suit's torn and tattered, and he's beat to shit. I'm guessing that's the aftermath of that fight, and they probably failed at something.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, just like No Way Home, there's a lot to this film that they're not showing at all. Because if you look at both teasers, and I took the stills from this trailer. I'm looking at the stills right now. There's really not that much. There's really a handful of settings and scenes you can tell.
I'm looking at the campfire one right now.
Yeah, they obviously relied heavily on, you know, just setting up the two characters teaming up, which is what you want to do. But I think that this trailer actually, I'm guessing, did a fantastic job of not giving much away and really just giving us a nice little sizzle. And this is, I mean, we fucking shout out how much we hate trailers that give too much away. I think this is a fantastic trailer because it looks like they did not tease anything that we already didn't know was coming. We knew that they're going to fight. We knew that they're going to get together and have some banter. We know they're going to team up. We know they're going to have trouble at first, but then they're going to band together and be like, okay, we're a duo. We know all that's going to happen. We know we're going to get some fucking bloody fight scenes. That's all in this trailer. But what's the trailer end with?
The trailer ended with jumping through the portal?
Exactly. So the trailer ends with them jumping through the portal. We don't even know where they're going. And if you look at the final shot, generally with the Sling Ring portal, when the portal opens up, you can see the other location. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can actually see, you can always see what that person's about to walk into. But if you look at this trailer, they blew it out with light. I'm guessing that when we watch the film, we'll be able to see what that is on the other side. But they're obviously keeping it secret because they don't want to give away any details in this trailer, which is the right way to do it. So I'm guessing when they jump into that portal, we're going to get a whole fucking third act that we haven't seen a single shot of in this.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have gotten maybe one or two shots in the first teaser. So in the first teaser, Deadpool, there's like a guy chained up. He's like, please help me. And then some giant like purple mist cloud grabs him. And Deadpool's like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
That might be something that we see in the third act finale. But I'm guessing that this trailer didn't give anything away in terms of what's going to happen at the climax.
Well, that's a great way to tease the second half of this episode while we head into our intermission. How's that sound, Anthony?
Sounds great.
But before we continue, the best way to support Raiders of the Lost Podcast is to become a patron at patreon.com/Raiders of the Lost Podcast, everybody. Why would you want to be a patron? Why would you want to sign up?
Why?
Because, first of all, you get access to the ad-free version of every single episode of the show. You can listen without commercials. We appreciate you all understanding that we have to pay the rent. And we put ads on our show so that we can pay the rent. And Anthony can get his Trader Joe's. Juno can get his Meow Mix. Now, you also get perks like personalized messages, video messages. You get access to our Discord community, which we have so many people in, chatting about films. We do watch parties on there a couple times a month. It's a blast to be a part of. You get merchandise. You get custom episodes. Patreon is essential to our show succeeding.
Oh, yeah.
And surviving and thriving. We could not do it without Patreon. Thank you so much to everyone who supports us there. Also, another great way to support the show is to leave those 5-star ratings and reviews on Spotify and Apple. These help us get seen by new people. They help us chart. They help new discovery feeds show our show to people that never knew we existed, as well as at 5,000 Apple ratings, I'm going to get a tattoo of Anthony's choice. So go leave those ratings, and we love to read the written reviews out. I'll get to one in just a moment. And another great way to support the show is just share us with your family and friends. Let them know there's an awesome kick-ass movie podcast. Kick-ass! Leave those comments on YouTube, Instagram, everything. Share us. That's the best way.
This episode, of course, like always, is sponsored by our great friends at MoviePosters.com, the number one place to get your movie posters online today. Be sure to use our promo code Raiders10 right now to get 10% off your order immediately. MoviePosters.com has a huge selection of pretty much every movie and TV show imaginable in their poster library, as well as all sorts of sizes.
Backlighting,
canvases. And framing. I just fucking blanked, sorry. Framing, backlighting, everything you want for movie posters. We have a bunch of these on our set, as well as all over our home. Super high quality prints. These are very affordable posters, guys, and they look better than anything else on the market. Plus, they get another discount with Raiders10 to get you 10% off your order right now. For all the movie lovers out there, even TV fans, get your posters immediately at movieposters.com today.
All right, Anthony, let's get into our intermission. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's start with the movie quote competition. Here we go.
I think I just had an aneurysm during that ad.
I think you did too. You kind of like looked at me like,
what's happening?
Who am I?
Who am I?
What are we doing? All right, here's the quote. That's my job. That's what I do. I like to think if you're seeing me, you're having the worst day of your life.
Oh, what is this? Can you say it again?
That's my job. That's what I do. I like to think if you see me, you're having the worst day of your life.
I like to think that if you see... Is this Jim Carrey?
No.
No. I like to think if you see me, this is the worst day of your life.
I like to think if you're seeing me, you're having the worst day of your life.
Huh. Can you say it again? Sorry.
That's my job. That's what I do. I'd like to think that if you're seeing me, you're having the worst day of your life.
Oh my God. That sounds so familiar. I don't know it.
I feel like grabbing you by the ears and screaming in your face. I'm not fucking interested.
Nightcrawler. God damn it.
I chose it because...
That's a great quote.
But also, the title of Mysterio? The movie is...
A character. Yeah.
Nightcrawler.
Oh, we'll definitely see him in this.
So I did an Easter egg.
Wow, man.
It's pretty high-end stuff right there. I put a lot of thought into that quote.
Clearly. It was a great quote.
Thanks.
It's a good quote. All right, here's my quote. This time travel crap just fries your brain like an egg.
Oh, my God. What is... I freaking know it. God damn it.
This time travel crap just fries your egg like a brain. Like, just fries your brain like an egg.
Looper. Let's go.
Jeff Daniels.
Let's go.
Well done.
All right.
Good film.
It's a good one.
Good picture.
It's a good picture. I love it. The shooting in the vines.
Thank you. Good picture. It's a good picture.
That was you operating the flamethrower, wasn't it?
It's sorry as shit, I'll tell you that.
You know, I practiced for 4 weeks with that dragon. Anyways, what year did The Silence of the Lambs come out?
1991.
He gets it right. Bravo, everybody. 1991.
Thank you. Can't get that wrong. It's one of my favorites. Yeah. that would be bad. All right, what year did Looper come out?
Oh, this is an old movie, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Let's see. I'm going to go with... Oh, was it after Inception? I feel like it's after Inception. So if Inception's 2010, Looper...
It was before 10 Things I Hate About You.
Shut up. I'm going to go 20... Oh, friggin' A.
Choose wisely.
2014.
2012.
Oh, my God. That's the date that was in my brain that I was like...
Yeah.
Almost, it's an old movie.
Almost.
12 years.
Yeah, it is an old movie, huh? Well, I mean, yeah, think about it. They did the whole Star Wars franchise after that.
Yeah.
Because he actually got the job when they were still making Force Awakens. Mm. They hired him for Last Jedi.
All right, let's do a movie pop quiz. What film stars Zendaya and Hugh Jackman?
What the fuck? Hold on. Zendaya and Hugh Jackman.
Zendaya and Hugh Jackman.
Grey Showman.
Yeah, you got it.
How many Oscar nominations does Joseph Gordon-Levitt have?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt has zero.
Correct. Trick question. You got it.
Got it.
Well done. Well done, my friend. You did great.
Thanks. All right, Anthony.
Can't get nothing by you.
Do we have any haters this week? Any unsubscribes?
Yeah, we got a ton. This is a great week. All right, first up, we got Ben Hoff. Anthony just found out after watching the new world that Pocahontas traveled to England to meet the king and queen. Shaking my head. Has watched over 4,000 movies, but hasn't watched the Disney direct-to-video masterpiece Pocahontas 2, Journey to the New World? Unsubscribed.
How dare you?
And then we got a shit ton from this post. Adam Flanagan, no movie news today. Unsubscribed.
Sorry, guys.
Matt Tolan, Dune Part 2, but on the bigger note, no Hugh Jackman for best performers. Guys, might just have to unsubscribe. Sorry, bud. Big Bitch Marco, hold on. You guys are from Boston and don't sound like Matt Damon or Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting. Unsubscribed. D Goose wrote, liar on our best horror movies you haven't seen. You did say I'm prepared for this. I'm unsubscribed. Then we got Guy Loves an Onion on John Doe. You guys are my favorite YouTubers. Thanks.
Thank you.
But my name has been mispronounced multiple times now, so you have forced me to change it. And that's something my own mother couldn't do. So it saddens me to do this, but I must unsubscribe. Danny Smith, Anthony can't get through a sentence without 10 ums. Unsubscribed.
That's great. That might be the best one of the month.
Eric Wagner, before I even watch this video, if Buster Keaton on the Stunts episode, if Buster Keaton having a house fall through him in Steamboat Bill Jr. isn't number one, then I'm unsubscribing. Sorry,
top 15.
Yeah, top 15. Also, we did a post of not having movie news out. And hold on, did you delete this? Because there were so many unsubscribes.
I archived it.
You archived it? Hold on, yeah. Throw up the archive.
I never delete anything, Anthony. You know this.
James doesn't delete anything.
Save everything.
He saves everything. So we did not do movie news because we were traveling. We had a wonderful time at our live show. So thank you to everybody who went out and saw us. However, James made a post, no movie news today because we're traveling. Man, we got so many unsubscribes. Jimbo Braggins unsubscribed. The Film Enthusiast, unacceptable, unsubscribe. Macho, Macho Rodriguez, safe travels, but unsubscribed. Jen Mania wrote, I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy. Steven wrote, no letterbox, no news. How will I survive? Unsubscribed. Also, safe travels. Thank you. Jenna, unsubscribed. Gian wrote, they posted the gif from the menu of Ray Fiennes saying, you've betrayed our sacred bond of trust. BT Cinephile wrote, ridiculous, the most unprofessional podcast ever. How am I supposed to know what's going on in the movie world right now? Unsubscribe. Carter Sullivan, what part of unsubscribed are you guys going to? Cashin Skirts wrote, what's the opposite of subscribing? Mobile Suit Lou, an unexpected unsubscribe for me today. Corey Ryden, unsubscribe. Giorgio Armani, unfollow, unblock, unfollow, block, unfriend, unsubscribe. Zach wrote, my disappointment is immeasurable and therefore my day is ruined, unsubscribe. Big Bitch Marco, no news from the Mile High Club, unsubscribe. Tommy Campbell, unsubscribe because you guys have a healthy work-life balance. Sorry, there's so many others. Sorry, we literally got 20. There's a few more.
That's hysterical.
Oh my god. And then also our YouTube channel, people were just randomly commenting on other episodes. No movie news.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh my god, it was so funny. But it was a great time out in Boston. So
yeah, it was just too much going on.
Yeah, we just could not film that episode.
But don't worry, we'll be back with movie news on Sunday.
We'll do an extra long episode.
It's gonna be a good one because we have to do double the week's news. All right. Can I get to a great 5-star rating and review?
Of course
you
can.
On Apple Podcasts. Absolutely. From Jesse DC12. Film Boys!
Film Boys!
5 stars. That was their headline. Discovered this podcast in late 2022, and it reignited my love and deep appreciation for film. Absolutely love the constant laughs that these film boys bring with every listen. I always listen daily while at work and makes the day go by so much faster. I always use Spotify, but had to hop over to leave this review so we can see the tattoo. P.S. How can you make a best westerns list and not include The True Grit with John Wayne? Unsubscribed. Oh, we did forget
No True Rooster Cogburn.
We did the original. I mean, we did the remake. One. Yeah. We did the remake.
It just looks so good.
Sorry, Jesse.
Sorry, Jesse.
Thank you so much for the 5-star written review at Apple. And I'm not looking forward to the tattoo, but I'm sure everyone else is.
You got to start posting on social media about it.
I keep forgetting, man.
I'm going to get a tattoo at 5,000.
It's going to be ratings. And yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. But thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it so much. Now let's get into streaming recommendations, Anthony.
I have a great streaming recommendation today, and that's Fallout on Amazon Prime. I finished the series. We're going to do an episode on it next week. It's really fun. It's a good time. It's bloody. It's hilarious. Great action. Cool world building. Really interesting sci-fi. And Jonathan Nolan and his team did a terrific job adapting the video game. Overall, it's a really great show. I really enjoyed it.
I can't wait to check it out. And we will be doing an episode on it definitely in May. So stay tuned, everybody. I promise I'll watch it. My streaming recommendation is a banger, a classic. The Usual Suspects.
Nice.
Which is on Amazon Prime Video right now. I watched it the other night for the first time in what felt like 10 years. My God, it still holds up. It's still excellent.
We'll be doing an episode on that very soon.
I think we'll do an episode on that in May as well. That'd be fun. All right, let's get back into Deadpool and Wolverine and talk about the trailer. Where would you like to go to next, Anthony? We kind of had
I got a jumping off point, and it's the Mad Max Wasteland.
Okay.
So we get two shots of this wasteland-esque world. This is obviously going to be where, from what we said earlier, most likely from where this Wolverine is from and the remnants and remains of his world, which was destroyed. Now, we got two shots. We got a huge classic vehicle without a top, which is being chased by the huge one with like the big speaker sound system or something on it with that's being pulled by motorcycles. Now, I have a guess as to what's going on here. I think that there's obviously someone's in the first car being chased by the person who's got the motorcycles and the giant rig. My guess is this could be a different variant of the villain. What's her name? Cassandra?
Cassandra Nova.
Cassandra Nova. I'm guessing this could be her in this different verse because there's nobody driving the motorcycles. And so it makes sense since she has telekinesis, she's probably maybe using them like horses. So she's controlling them that way and it's just pulling her in the entire rig after this other vehicle. We can't tell who's driving this vehicle because of the low angle, but there's definitely someone there driving with the arm out the window. It doesn't look like to either one of the leads, but it could be. It's possible. But it definitely looks like there's a small chase happening with those two shots. We can't really tell anything other than that.
Do you recognize the vehicle?
I do not recognize the vehicle.
The front vehicle is actually Tony Stark's vehicle in one of the Iron Man films.
Oh, fucking A.
It's one of his customs. Even the emblem is an Iron Man face logo.
Oh, my God.
So this is in one of his garages that
I see the Iron Man logo. Yeah.
So it's one of the cars that Tony built in his garage in his free time, which is really cool.
Okay, here's my guess then. Maybe the Wasteland world is the MCU that we've known. That would make sense metaphorically.
It's quite the metaphor.
For it's been destroyed and it needs to be saved. And it's become a wasteland.
I guess. And, well, I disagree with you on it being Cassandra Nova in the rear vehicle with the motorcycles on leashes being dragging the vehicle. Because if she can move anything with her mind, she could just, I guess, zoom forward. You know.
I guess so, yeah.
So I feel like it's someone's using the motorcycles for power and steering.
Okay, so they're manually steering the motorcycles and just turn on the engines.
Yeah.
So they don't have
horses, but you know what I mean?
Okay, I see what you mean. That's a good point.
But it could be her. It could be Cassandra Nova. Could be. But that's definitely Iron Man's car, one of his many, many vehicles, that he built in his garage.
Also, this person is not alone. They have a tank with them, and it looks like there's other people on.
Yeah, there's a convoy.
Yeah, there's a whole convoy. So it looks like some kind of Mad Max-esque chase that we're going to get to see in that.
I bet it's just a cameo. I bet it's just like a variant of somebody. Or it could be no one important. It could just be a henchman.
Yeah.
Because, they're not speakers on it. It looks like solar panels.
Yeah, it could be solar panels.
It looks like solar power panels, and it looks like it's an electronically powered vehicle. And it looks like the motorcycles are all connected, but like steering with those ropes.
Yeah, so they're rigged in, all the motorcycles, and then she's, whoever it is, they're steering the front wheels of every motorcycle.
They have like manually a giant helmet and cape on, so it's impossible to tell who it is.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's Cassandra Nova.
Okay, that's speaking of characters, we get to see a bunch of cameos of former villains from X-Men films, and this is in the wide shot with the dead Ant-Man body skeleton. And so on the, in the foreground, standing upon the earth as the doors open, we actually see that same vehicle parked, the Tony Stark vehicle parked on the wide shot, as well as several characters from other films. So you can see some of them out clearly, but some of them it's hard to really make out. So a few of them are definitely 100%. We got Lady Deathstrike is there, who appeared in X2. She was played by Helly Hugh. Also, we got Callisto, possibly Toad from the first X-Men film, and Starfish, or it could also be Glob Herman. And these characters all appeared in previous X-Men or Wolverine movies. And then on the left side, so those are the characters on the right. On the left side, we have Azazel from X-Men First Class. It's kind of hard to figure out who the others are, but the guy with the white striped shirt could possibly be Colossus, even if Stefan Kapicic is reprising his role from the first trailer. But that Colossus did not have a beard like this. Could be him. We also have possibly the Russian from 2004 as the Punisher. And then the guy in the red and white, that could be Pyro. Sabretooth might be there as well, you can make out. I'm sure we're going to see other villains, but I like how they brought in like these B-tier level villains that we've seen in previous films, and they're going to be like the henchmen for Sandra Nova.
Pyro is 100% in this.
Yeah,
it's okay. The same actor, so Aaron Stanford is back as Pyro, and I'm guessing he's probably working for Cassandra Nova.
And
so he's the guy in the trailer. He's older now. He's like probably in his 40s, maybe 50s. And he goes, I love this part. And he's got those orange goggles. Mm-hmm. That's Pyro from X-Men movies.
And so we can gather that Sandra Nova...
Cassandra
Nova lives in this wasteland.
Maybe.
Because the Tony Stark vehicle... Well, because she steps out. She's using that as her base. And then the Tony Stark vehicle is in the frame of that shot with Ant-Man.
I like it. I like the theories.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty cool theories right there.
Pretty cool theories. I like the theory that Wolverine and Hulk might fight in this movie. There's theories that Hulk is still around because Hulk is so hard to kill, but maybe Wolverine and Hulk will fight.
And he'll never have his own movie, so he's going to be side.
But I'd love to go back to the variants of Wolverine because, like I said, there are rumors that Radcliffe and Cavill have roles as variants of Wolverine, and potentially the actress who played Logan's daughter in Logan might be back for this in an older version of her character. But there's a shot where we're sort of in a casino bar and we see the back of a Wolverine character with a white tuxedo and with the Wolverine hair.
Yeah, it's definitely his
However, that person's not as jacked as Hugh Jackman. A little smaller stature. Maybe that's Danny Radcliffe as a Wolverine variant.
And you're talking about the first trailer had that shot. And it could, they could have fun with different versions of the Wolverine personality.
True. I also, I bet the rumors are true that Elektra is in this, so Jennifer Garner possibly coming back as Elektra, which would also be funny if
Daredevil,
Ben Affleck's Daredevil was in it too, because if she's in it, then why not have Ben's Daredevil back in it? So I think they're just going to go crazy and have a lot of fun with this.
I think that to give audiences what they really want, to really have a good time, and to make this film kind of a true reset and a true jumping off point from what's happened in the past, is to just throw in a lot of characters. So I expect that we're probably going to get most of the X-Men we've seen in previous films. I'm not sure if McKellen and Stewart would come back. And I think that Patrick Stewart wasn't happy filming the last cameo he did. In Doctor Strange, I don't think he had a good time on it. So I'm not sure if he would return, although Hugh Jackman being involved, Hugh Jackman could convince them all to come back.
They killed him so fast.
Yeah. I do think that since we're getting these B-level villains from previous films, it's a guarantee that we're going to get X-Men from other films in this film. And so I think that we're going to get a lot of the previous X-Men as well as one-off cameos as X-Men, just like we got that one-off Avengers squad in Doctor Strange with Krasinski and the others, and they all got killed, but we got to see them on screen as like different variants. So I think we're going to get some fun cameos of people playing variants of X-Men. I don't think that we're going to get all of the X-Men they've probably cast yet. I'm sure they've cast or they're in talks with lots of actors for the upcoming X-Men adaptations of characters. And these are all things that always work and they're long in development, and they announce things not the day people sign, but they announce them when they want to. And so I'm sure plenty of people have signed on for roles that we don't even know about yet. I'm guessing we might get to see our first looks at them in this. So I think that we might see both past and future X-Men actors in this film.
I put money on Doctor Strange being in this. Obviously, we have the astral portal. It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be in it, but I bet he's got a cameo. I put money on possibly Blade with Mahershala Ali being in this. And I also put money on Tom Holland's Spider-Man being in this as a cameo.
So my guess is I'm predicting we're not going to see any Spider-Man at all. But I do think that we might see some former Avengers. And I think that someone that we might see could be Chris Hemsworth as Thor. And I do think it's possible that we'll get Loki back. I think that's a possibility.
Loki's a possibility. But I think they really need to set up the future too. Yes. By, I think, teasing Blade, teasing Doctor Strange, or keeping Doctor Strange relevant. You know what I mean? So I think those are things that they'll try to do. I'd be shocked if they don't do a Blade cameo, honestly.
I think you're right. I think that they gotta throw the Blade in there.
Because people, I think, are just so disappointed with the progress of that film still not being made, still not even going into production yet, getting shut down 2 weeks before filming last year. So I think that they need to get people excited for the future of MCU after Deadpool and Wolverine, because there's still that possibility, yeah, this will be a hit. This movie's going to make a boatload of money. It's probably going to be awesome. People are having a great time. And then people will get very excited about the MCU again. But I think MCU just has to make this. They can't make the mistake of having this be just a diamond in the rough of this great peak during this just downward trend of cinema that they've been putting out in entertainment the last few years. They need it to be not just a hit, but to be a jumping off point for a solid base foundation of a future of the MCU that people can be excited about and look forward to, versus just, you know what I mean, one great movie out of a bunch of okay movies.
Yeah.
So I think they need to do a good job of getting people excited about the future with some teases. Get me Blade. Just let me see. We need to see Mahershala Ali as Blade in costume ASAP. We needed to see that 2 years ago. The guy signed on in 2018. It's been 6 years. We have to see Ali in costume as Blade, have him say a line, get him off screen. That's fine, but I think we need that.
I can't believe he signed on in 2018.
It's bonkers.
And we haven't even gotten a film yet.
Bonkers.
It's 2024.
Haven't even seen test footage, nothing. No wardrobe or anything.
That's unbelievable. He's into his 50s now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He's still in great shape, but he's in his 50s now.
Holy shit. We did get a tease of what could be a possible villain arc or villain characters that we see in a possible MCU film coming up, and that's the Copperheads reference. So in the slow motion walking shot with Deadpool and Wolverine, there's a couple of storefronts in the background, and there's a bar in the background that says Copperheads. This is actually a reference to Copperheads in the Marvel Comics universe. One is a mantle for a vigilante, and the other is a villain. Copperhead is a Captain America villain and a member of the snake-themed terrorist group, the Serpent Society. This could be a nod to possibly the Serpent Society being part of the next Captain America Brave New World film as possible villains.
Yeah, I see that. It's cool. It's a fun reference. There's also another, in that same shot, another fun comic book reference to Deadpool. So the other building that they're walking in front of, it says Liefeld's Just Feet. Now, Rob Liefeld is one of the creators of Deadpool, along with Fabian Nicieza. And Liefeld was known for his artistic style, which dominated a lot of the mutant books in the 80s and 90s. However, he took a lot of criticism for either hiding characters' feet in fog or behind rubble, because when he did draw feet, some people didn't like how they looked. Hence, we get the storefront Liefeld's Just Feet store in the background, a nice little nod to one of the creators of Deadpool.
And it looks like Alioth is a smoke monster in the MCU.
And that's that beast that in that scene you were talking about earlier, where there maybe it's a different reality.
So we see that we actually get a huge look at that purple smoke cloud again, and it's in the shot when Wolverine and Deadpool are jumping through the sling ring portal. And in the background, we get this huge giant cloud of purple smoke, which looks like it's approaching the Ant-Man skeleton because there's a dust cloud at the base of it, which means it's penetrating the Earth moving forward. So it looks like this is definitely going to be the smoke monster Alioth in this film.
100%. Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
What else do we got that we want to break down?
So there's a great shot that I think they had to get in this, and that's Wolverine Logan drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
He's drinking from a bottle of Jack Daniels. He's just squirting it out of his mouth. So you got to get that. You have to have that. So I just love that we're getting some Jack Daniels in this.
Also, did you notice that the bars are all, they have Canadian flags? So it looks like this movie is going to take place in Canada, and specifically Toronto. Or Parksville take place in Toronto because that wasteland where we have the 20th Century Fox logo that's been buried in the salt dunes and sand of destruction. Uh-huh. There's also the CN Tower, which is, it has been toppled over, it looks like, in that background as well. And that is in Toronto.
Interesting. And it looks like the fight outside where Wade is taking out that squadron, the battalion of masked soldiers. It looks like that's Toronto as well. It looks like it could be like Calgary with the trees and the snow.
Because that's where Ryan Reynolds is from. Is he from Toronto?
I'm not sure where he's from exactly, but
I know he's Canadian, but let me double check. Okay. He's from Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Okay. Never mind.
Everyone shoots in Canada nowadays. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, a lot of stuff gets shot in Toronto. It's absolutely right. I think it's just going to be an absolute blast of a film. And obviously the great comedic tone works so well with Wolverine, who's always been a comedic character in a lot of ways. He's always been a funny character with his great dry sarcasm. Blending that with Deadpool's outrageous vulgar comedy, I think is just going to go so well. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are great, great friends. They have collaborated in the past. They have businesses together. And I think it's really cool that these very good friends have always wanted to work together. They have great chemistry. We love all the promotion they do for each other, for whether it's the aviation gin stuff or Hugh Jackman's coffee company. And they made those hysterical viral videos for each other, which was really funny. And then I think this is just going to be exciting to see them both on screen together, the two beloved characters in the comic book world and in comic book films. And just great humor is just going to be one of the keys to this film and success, and I think they're just having so much fun. The stuff with the claws is really great. The whiskey dick claws, but then the other close up shot of the claws coming out, they're a little faster, but still kind of slow. They come out a little bit because remember when he's young, those claws came out super fast. But it's also a nod to Logan because remember in Logan he wakes up, he's older, and two of his claws come up, but one sort of is like lagging. He pulls it out a little further, so it's kind of like a little reference to Logan and not whiskey dick claw, but just getting older and kind of breaking down claw.
Yeah. I think that this movie looks like it could be the most exciting and entertaining MCU film in a very long time. That's what I get the sense of from this trailer. This is the most excited I'd have been for a Marvel film in a very long time. And so I think that this could be a big hit. I think it could be really great. For me, the trailer and the marketing has been fantastic so far. And to their credit, it doesn't look like they've given anything substantial away at all in terms of the story and plot.
I think so too. And I'm excited to see another trailer for this because I'm guessing this movie will probably have a long runtime. I mean, we're going to do multiverse and so many characters. So usually we're looking at 2.5 hours from these movies like this. Comes out on July 26th. So it's pretty soon. We're only 3 months away from Deadpool and Wolverine, again, directed by
Sean
Levy.
That's fantastic.
And this is going to be an insanely cool movie.
Also, a great poster. Really fantastic poster with the swords crossed, and you get Jackman's reflection in the steel and making the X of X-Men. It's a great poster. Also, we get the guy who played Darth Maul is in this. Ray Park.
Yeah, Ray
this.
Park's in this. That's right.
Yeah.
A bunch of rumored stuff. Karan Soni's probably going to be in it because he's Doppinder in the other films. Rob Delaney is rumored to be in this film, who plays Peter in the other Deadpool movies. So I'm excited to see. There's so many rumors. No one really knows exactly who's in the movie, who's not with the rumors. But, I mean, I think that's some of the fun. Is just
Delaney's in the trailer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. He's in the teaser. I believe he's the used car salesman manager that hires Wade. I think that's what it is.
And apparently Jennifer Garner is confirmed as Elektra in this film.
Is it officially confirmed?
It seems to be officially confirmed.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that we know it's going to be in it, but it's not officially official.
There's actually, so there's a cameo in the bar scene. So one of the patrons in the bar in the back is actually one of the players of Wrexham.
The soccer club team.
Yeah, the football club he owns. So their star player actually has a little cameo on the back.
That's pretty great.
This is going to be the first ever R-rated MCU movie. Interesting, huh?
It's pretty exciting stuff. And it has a great tagline, which is, everyone deserves a happy ending.
And speaking of Logan, Hugh Jackman insisted that if he did this film, it would have no connection to Logan.
Yeah.
So we're not going to... He just thinks that Logan should be its own thing,
I agree. Everyone, that's what really the point of that movie was, I think, for everyone involved and the fans. Just, it's not connected to anything at all.
And Matthew Vaughn, the director, saw this film, and he said, I quote, "That's going to be a jolt. The Marvel Universe is about to have a jolt to them. It's going to bring that body back to life. Reynolds and Jackman are about to save the whole MCU."
Yeah, that's what I know, but remember I said earlier, like, they need to make sure it's not just a jolt and that's it.
Yeah.
They need to make sure that it's recharging the entire battery, jump-starting the entire system, not just a jolt that lasts for a year.
There's another Easter egg. So when Deadpool in the trailer asks Wolverine to help him up in the first trailer, lying on the left of him on the ground is a Marvel comic of Secret Wars.
Yeah, saw that.
Secret Wars.
Little tease. Lots of little teases. I'm sure there's stuff that we missed, but I'm very excited about this. And why don't we just wrap this episode up right here, bro?
Yeah, that was a great little fun chat.
Yeah, see, it was a good time, right?
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. Yeah.
All right, everybody, let us know how excited you are for Deadpool and Wolverine coming out in July. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. We don't do trailer breakdowns very often, but we do it on special occasions, and I think this is one that everyone wants to hear us break down, and you know, we're super stoked about this film, and we really do hope it helps reignite the MCU for all the fans and brings that fever back that we had freaking 8 years ago, man.
Excitement.
We were on top of the world at the time. But thank you for tuning in. Again, become a patron today at patreon.com/Raiders of the Lost Podcast. Leave those 5-star ratings and reviews, and tune in
almost every day.
Almost every day.
We got lots of episodes.
We got lots of episodes coming. Yeah. Don't worry. Movie news coming on Sunday.
See you next time.
Thank you for watching Raiders of the Lost Podcast. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, hit the like button as well. Notifications for sure. Listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere you can listen to podcasts. And be sure to check out this other content we have on our YouTube channel.